In front of a crowd of cheering supporters, Ted Ligety, who came home with the World Cup overall giant slalom crystal globe and 3 World Championship gold medals, told the youngsters in the crowd that no matter what they do in life, if it's fun for them, success will follow.
I think the most important thing is you just have to have fun, and that really inspires you to work hard at it, too. So as long as you're having fun, I think you're on a good path.
A number of special guests and dignitaries shared the stage with Ligety, including Deer Valley's director of skiing and Olympian Stein Erickson, who, like Ligety, also won 3 gold World Championship medals back in 1954. Erickson told Ligety he's got everything going for him and serves as a great ambassador for Utah and the sport of ski racing. Erickson also reminded the kids in the audience that with a lot of hard work and dedication, they too can succeed.
I want the kids to stand here with their helmets on. Keep that little thing in your mind. I want to be like Ted.
Hedwig Demschar, a former Austrian and U.S. ski team coach and now the senior vice president of Powder Corp, expressed the company's gratitude for Ligety's ongoing willingness to help out his hometown resort and the Park City ski team when asked to. Demschar also noted that after this season, Ligety has joined the ranks of a very elite club.
You're not a hero. You're a legend. And the only reason why I can prove that is when I talk about Jean-Claude Killy, Tony Seiler, Tom Bach, Ingemar Stenmark, von Grüningen, Rudi Nierlich, a guy that I coach personally. They did the back-to-back, and there's only 2 males on this planet that did the back-to-back, winning the gold medal in giant slalom, world championships. You're in a really good company.
Bill Marolt, the president and CEO of the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association, understands why Ligety has had such great success this season. His work ethic, says Marolt, is impeccable.
I want all you young guys to know, and all of you out there, that this guy works harder than anybody on our team. He works harder than anybody on the World Cup. When he's in town, you know where he is? He's out at the Center of Excellence, lifting and working like crazy. And he's there every single day.
Park City Mayor Dana Williams presented Ligety with 1 medal that he hasn't won yet.
I think there's 1 deserving medal you haven't gotten yet. That's the official silver medal of the city of Park City. So on behalf of the city, congratulations, you represent the best, the very best that we have to offer, and we wish you nothing but success.
Bill Ligety, Ted's dad, says he's asked all the time for advice about raising an Olympic-caliber ski racer. He says his advice is to let the kids decide what they like to do.
I think that maybe the biggest thing is stay out of the way. Ted's always said if you pushed him into skiing, he wouldn't have liked it. So I think the key is to be able to have a community where the opportunities are there, as parents be able to expose our kids to those opportunities and then let them follow the passion of what they like to do.
And his mom, Cindy Sharp, thanked the community for helping to raise their 2 sons, but also had a shout out for longtime Park City ski team coach Dar Hendrickson.
He made the kids carry their own skis and their own equipment. And that was my favorite lesson of everything.
Ligety stayed for a few hours after the celebration, signing helmets and posters. He gets a quick break at home before training for next year's Olympic season. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.